Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer talk about the big news that CM Punk is back in AEW. What's our thoughts? Well, you have to listen to find out. Also, some big heat for one Don Callis. Monumental. We get into that as well right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Let's get into Dynamite last night. And, you know, we expected it and then we didn't expect it. We thought it was going to happen. Then we didn't think it was going to happen. But now it's been confirmed. And Tony Khan made the announcement on Dynamite last night, guys, and that is that we are going to have the return of CM Punk. He will be at the first AEW Collision coming up in just 2 weeks in Chicago at the United Center. So, Tommy, what were your first thoughts when you heard the announcement by Tony Khan?
Listen, I was happy to hear the announcement. And then I was, as always, then perplexed by the crowd response, because that was an amazing crowd. And shout out to AEW audience in San Diego. You brought it. Somewhat of that audience has been lacking. And, you know, you really brought it last night throughout the show. But truth, there are people who are going to be torn on this decision. There's people, this is all, you know, so much innuendo, speculation. But now we have, hey, the truth. But I don't know if we're ever going to get the truth for, you know, what happened, nor do I think we need to. I think, you know, it just kind of move forward. And, well, you're shaking your head. I don't understand why. Why are they going to go back and hash what they're going to say?
I was shaking my head more at the broad stroke comment of I'm not sure that knowing the truth is necessary. I believe we live in a society where truth has become something that, as you said, might not even be necessary at times. Who cares what the truth is anymore? I think that's horrible. I was just talking about the American Gladiators and how the truth has finally came out. I think the wrestling world deserves to know truths. The number one reason why I enjoy being on Busted Open is because I get to tell truths in the wrestling business, a business that has lied to fans. I'm not talking about what goes on inside the ring, because inside the ring is a giant lie. And so is going to see David Copperfield or going to see any great magician. Hell, going to see pro sports sometimes is a giant lie. But in this industry, I think it was time for fans to know the truth about how things go on and what really is said and done at times. So when I hear a comment like you're brushing, you know, the truth is really not that important, I just disagree with that, because I think it is important to know the truth. I'd like to know the God, the reality and the God-given truth about what happened on that day. Were doors busted down? Who threw the first punch? What really happened? Because in my mind, I haven't been able to really put it all together yet as to who did what. So I'd like to know the truth.
Well, let me ask you, Bully, really quick on this note, because it's an interesting one. Is your reasoning for this? Because I believe that there are things, there are closed doors that you don't need to know what happens behind those closed doors. Like, you know, Bully, and you know this from when our conversations, there's things that go on in the pro wrestling world. Am I in the pro wrestling world? I am involved in the pro wrestling world, but I really am not involved, obviously, like you guys are. There are things that happen within your world that I shouldn't be a privy to. There are things that happen in a locker room that I don't think the public needs to know about. But to your point, Bully, do you think that the fans deserve to know what happened because it's been made public? I mean, a lot of the drama that's been going on in AEW, obviously, a lot of that is played out for public perception to see. You know, CM Punk called out the Elite during, you know, a press conference. You know, that happened right after a pay-per-view. Then, you know, AEW doubled down by having that all-access show and letting a lot of their dirty laundry be seen by the public. So let me ask you, Bully, if we didn't know and it wasn't made public, would you have a different stance than you do right now?
Yes, because AEW has gone out of their way to either allow CM Punk to talk, like Tony Khan did at the presser, or they do shows like All Access that pull the curtain back and expose what they want to be the truth to be. There are still a lot of truths. There's two giant truths I want to know final answers on. Dave, I think you might agree. I'd like to know the absolute truth on the Punk Elite situation, because Punk decided to bring it up at the press conference. If Punk did not bring this up at the press conference and all the dominoes did not fall that led to this quote unquote fight in the locker room, then we probably don't need to know, because me and Tommy have witnessed countless fights in the locker room that we all keep our mouths shut about, because the people don't need to know about that because it wasn't exposed to them first. Make sense?
Yes.
So since CM Punk decided to go on that diatribe about, you know, the people running the place and this and that, and then we hear from there, he goes to his locker room, the Elite hear about it, and then the Elite kick his door in or bust in or blah, blah. I want to know who was really at fault here. Also, I want to really know where the animosity lives, was born and bred with Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker. Because on Access, they decided to pull that back. So I don't want to take more of Tommy's time, because he was in the middle of a sentence. But that's why I was shaking my head, Tommy. I believe that the wrestling business has been built on a mega foundation of lies beyond the wrestling ring, and it's time to tell some uncomfortable truths at times.
Then when you do that, I have a bunch of thoughts about that. But when you do that, you're going to, in my opinion, lose somebody, and you can't lose any of these players. Or like, you know, what you say, I get what you're saying, but then there's the, like, I just watched
Tommy. How many times do me and you sit there, okay, and shake our heads at one another and say, if they only knew?
Yeah, no, 100%. But if they only knew, especially in, you know, this world, this generation, they couldn't handle it. Dude, when I recently had a procedure done to my forehead, I had skin cancer, and they had to cut it out. And the guy is, I'm making like a little bit of a cringe face, and he's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah. And he goes, can you feel this? I said, yeah. And he was like, sir, you have to tell me if you could feel this. And I was like, well, you know, I have a pretty high tolerance of pain. He goes, sir, you should not be feeling any of this. So they go, they give me some more whatever in my head. And we're talking. He goes, do you feel that? I said, no. And he was like, you do have a high tolerance of pain. I was burning your skin. I was cauterizing your wound. And I literally go to him. I go, well, I've been on fire before. And this person looked at me like, I need to sew this person up and let this person get off my table, because he could not understand. I was like, the two of us have nothing in common, and this man doesn't understand why I was on fire before. But like, or that I was just like, I was okay with the pain that he was putting into my head. I don't think people can grasp that. Wrestling fans can understand that somewhat, but I don't think regular people do. And also, listen, man, I've said this before. My mom had heat with her family to her dying grave. And she never wanted to rekindle that, like make amends. There are two sides to that story that literally have gone to the grave. And both parties were wrong, but also both parties feel that they were right. So how do you make, like, and then you're going to have the world speculate. That's why I say you're going to lose all of that.
And Bully, I hear where you're coming from, but I also hear where Tommy's coming from. Case in point, the reaction that CM Punk got last night when the announcement was made that he's coming back on June 17th for the first Collision. It was a bit of a mixed reaction. And I think the reason why we got a mixed reaction is because all this bullshit, all this drama has been played out for the fans to hear and to understand and to know about. And it's been reported and it's been talked about. And a lot of it, you know, has to do with the fact that he mentioned the things that he mentioned during that media scrum and then the All Access show. Like, so it's the dirty laundry is out there, which by at the end of the day does nobody any good, because once that is out there, then it's going to hurt the perception. Right. And then you're forcing your fans to choose sides. So like what should be a happy moment, because the reason CM Punk was out had nothing to do with the incidents that took place after All In back in September. He was injured, and now he's coming back from that injury. This should be a joyous occasion. He should have gotten a major pop last night, because CM Punk, if not the most popular wrestler in AEW, one of the biggest superstars, if not the biggest superstar in AEW, got a mixed reaction last night. And Tommy, that's because of all the BS that is going on with that company right now.
Yes, and it's also a lot of the BS of, because we don't know the 100% truth, it's because of all the rumor and speculation. So then if you do say the truth, I'm just speculating. Three dudes burst into my locker room. I felt threatened. I threw the first punch. Well, you're guilty. Well, if three people approach you and you feel threatened, you know, I just saw something where a dude shot a dude. Oh, no, a dude punched a dude in his face and got away with it because knocked the dude out. And he was an MMA fighter, and he said he felt threatened by the guy. Case closed. But like, you look at that and be like, what the hell? The guy did nothing and the guy just knocked him out.
But to your point and Bully's point, like I'm sure in every locker room, whether it's the NBA, Major League Baseball and the NFL, there's going to be players that get into some kind of altercation because, you know, you're traveling together, you're working together every day, tempers get flared up. But this has been out presented to the public. And Bully, you mentioned like Thunder and Britt. Thunder at some point is going to come back from an injury, babyface wrestler, former champion, and she might get a mixed reaction based on, you know, all like wrestlers within the company, you know, questioning whether her injury was legit and why she's not traveling. Like, why is that even out there for the public to consume? Because all that does is hurt the wrestlers and hurt the company. But that's where we are right now. And it goes back to the reaction that Punk got. Do we have the reaction of the crowd from last night when the announcement was made that CM Punk was coming back? Could you play that for me, please?
Great to be here tonight in San Diego. The last few weeks, we've made some announcements regarding the debut of AEW Saturday Night Collision, starting June 17th at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here tonight to give you a little more information about the debut of AEW Collision. I'm here to announce that AEW Collision, beginning June 17th, will feature CM Punk.
Look at the CM Punk church and the reaction. Like Mussolini.
Now, when I was looking over that crowd, now when they first said it, you hear noise. I don't know if it's cheering. It's a mixture of the two things. You saw a lot of people jumping up and down. And you saw a lot of people, you know, pointing their thumbs down. It like, Bully, you would agree. It was a mixed reaction to that announcement last night.
I'll say it was 70-30.
Okay.
70 positive. And yes, because of the narrative, the speculation, the rumors, the innuendo, the story, people are going to feel a certain way towards Punk. Some people are going to feel negatively towards him. You know why?
Why?
Because we've been here before with him. It doesn't matter if he was right or wrong. We've been here with Punk, I believe, in Ring of Honor. We know for sure in the WWE and now in AEW. You had a match with The Undertaker at WrestleMania and you still weren't happy about it. You come to AEW, where everything is supposed to be rainbows and puppy dog tails. And within the first week, internally, he was rubbing people the wrong way. And now this whole situation goes down with three guys that helped put AEW on the map. You can talk about the four pillars, like we just saw that storyline with MJF and Sammy and the boys, but who are truly the pillars of AEW when it comes to the boys?
Cody, Bucks, Hangman Page, and Kenny Omega.
Correct. Three of those guys, the Bucks and Kenny, got into an altercation with CM Punk.
And also there was the verbal confrontation when it came to Hangman Page as well.
Correct. So I think this is why you're getting the boos, because it's like, oh, come on, man. Is this guy going to come back again to pomp and circumstance? And then a couple of weeks in, he's going to do what he does, piss people off. Now, I'm not telling you this from personal experience. I'm telling you this from people that I have spoke to directly associated with him throughout the years who can speak to his likeness. It's kind of like when you bring a character witness into a courtroom. Every interaction that I have ever had with CM Punk has been positive. I've never worked with him. If I did, we would draw millions of dollars. But from what I've heard, he can be a little bit difficult at times. And I think the fans know that, and they don't want anything ruined or spoiled for them. Thus, the mixed reaction. Me, I hope them nothing but the best, because at the end of the day, it's all business. It's all about money and entertaining the fan base. I hope he goes back. He's happy. The boys are happy. The fans are happy. Cheer him to the top of your lungs. Boo him until he leaves the building, no matter what. Hopefully everybody's on the same
page. Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Page.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
I cannot argue about the perception issues when it comes to CM Punk, and I'm not there. Like you said, any interaction I've ever had with CM Punk has been a positive one, though that is the perception, and obviously where there's smoke, most of the time there is fire. But you mentioned like his career. The one thing I do want to say, he left Ring of Honor, you know, as best, and I believe Kerry Silken loves CM Punk. I don't think there was any issues with Ring of Honor. There was issues in the WWE, obviously later on, and I think a lot of that was medical issues, correct? Like he had some issues that they wanted to keep him on the road. There were some medical issues, and he let that be known once he was gone from the WWE. In AEW, and again, please, and this is why this is an open forum, I'm not saying that everything comes out of my mouth is 100% true, because we're trying to follow the footsteps here. But guys, I think you would agree that when it came to CM Punk, there was a lot of shit being thrown at CM Punk. The dirt sheets were piling on CM Punk. Example being Colt Cabana. They're accusing him of Colt Cabana being fired. By the way, Colt Cabana wasn't fired. He went to Ring of Honor, but they were saying that he was the reason for that.
Dave,
go ahead.
Let me just stop you for a second.
Please.
You're talking to two guys, me, who've had the dirt sheets dogpile on the rabbit for years, And Tommy, within the past 2 years, dogpiled on him. Everybody at a certain time has the dirt sheets all over them. So it's not like you can say, oh, poor Punk had the dirt sheets coming after him. Well, so?
Yeah, but again, it seemed like, or at least his perception of it was, that it was people within the AEW locker room that was sending out that information to the dirt sheets. Now, I don't know if that was true.
Happens in the WWE all the time when me and Tommy. Don't get frustrated if I cut you off, Dave. I'm just trying to tell
you. No, I'm not frustrated that you're cutting me off.
This happens all the time. Tommy,
yes.
When we were in WWE, how many times would things get out to dirt sheets that you know came from the boys just trying to stab you in the back in one way, shape, or form?
A lot.
So my point, Dave, in trying to go back and forth with you is I don't look at the dirt sheets as a problem when it comes to Punk. It's a wash. Anybody is going to go through it once you move up the rankings. You're going to go through it if they just don't like you. On a daily basis, the dirt sheets listen to this show and try to pick out some kind of negative headline that they could run with. Fully said this. Tommy said that, and it's all clickbait. So when it comes to dirt sheets, I can't allow you to sit here and air quotes, defend Punk because of dirt sheets, because it happens to everybody and anybody at any given time.
Okay. All right. So, and again, I'm learning here because you guys are the teachers and I'm the student when it comes to this thing. You mentioned in the WWE, and it doesn't seem to happen, at least right now, that frequently as it seems to be happening with AEW. But how do you work out that situation? Let's just say it was happening in the WWE, and there was somebody, or the perception was there was somebody in the locker room leaking out information or false information to the dirt sheets. How would that situation be handled?
Tommy, you want to take it?
A few ways. One, you set people up, you give them false information. Once you hear that false information that it's out there, you know that person did it.
Ding, ding, ding.
ECW, we once set a person up and proved us right, and they were gone. Just that simple. Same with a thief. When there's a thief in the locker room, set the thief up. Once a thief gets caught, then he gets beat up, and then he's gone. There's also, we'll have a whole conversation about this on the master's class, but, you know, there's also part where management purposely leaks stuff. Why? Because that's their prerogative. If you're a company, dude, you could do whatever the hell you want with it. If it was my company, I would disagree with certain things. But they do things like that to try to manipulate the news, try to manipulate people watching it. You can say a lot of negative things about CM Punk. You could also say a lot of positive things, and a lot of positive things have come out. I love CM Punk. I do. I also love the Young Bucks. I love Kenny Omega, and I'm not being my Switzerland self. I really do care for all these people. I would hate to be in that situation, but I would have to say, hey guys, we have to do this. And you know, it's the best part. Some people are going to be on one show and some people are going to be on the other, but hey, if we're all going to bring everybody together in the UK, I have to worry that I have this in WWE. You know, it's the proverbial, like, you didn't do anything. Why? Because of fear for your job. When you reach a certain level and you don't care about your job, hey, then cool. Like, well, I'll fire you. All right. I have enough money. I can live on my own. Cool. Then that's a whole other issue. Because then what do you do? So that's when you kind of have to deal with talent. That's where I was talking before. If you expose a lot of the stuff, you're going to lose some of your talent. Where people are just like, you know, hey, people, who cares about this person anymore? Well, I do, because one, I pay for him. And two, I want him to produce like I know he can. And you want your best value for that person who's going to be out there. It is what it is. It's a situation you have to deal with, how it's handled and how you're going to deal with it. Listen, man, I was so happy when Punk came back, just for the simple fact of He had a natural smile on his face, as well as happy to be back in the wrestling industry. That's awesome. Where it went from there and all that stuff, hey, that happens. And it happens with everybody. And later on is when the stories are told. That's what was a bigger thing, like, for me. I literally just watched the WWE Rivals, Mankind and Undertaker. And I was yesterday years old when I found out Undertaker had cut his elbow. And what did he do to get that real shot? He busted open his elbow again, said on the documentary. And I was like, what? And I never knew until the last documentary that the Undertaker's ankle was broken and did that whole match with a broken ankle, the Hell in a Cell match, watching a man climb, all this different stuff. I just found out that Terry Funk's, it was his idea to have Mick Foley get thrown off the cage. But like, what I'm saying is, these are stories to be told afterwards. If the world knew that Undertaker had someone, or he busted open his elbow so he could have continuity with a wrestling match, people are like, oh, you're so stupid. How dare you? Blah, 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 blah. Or there'd be mixed reactions to it. He's so brave. He's so like, but like, what I'm trying to get to, like, you don't, there's all this like rumor, speculation, and I get it. It happened. Part of it happened in front of the camera. Part of it didn't. Even when our caller, it was said, and you said, by who? Hence why, like, this whole argument, this whole debate, this whole discussion, there's going to be truth from both parties. I've said it again about my mom. My mom went to her grave not wanting to make amends with her family. Cool. That's her choice. But she was wrong. My family was wrong. And both of them feel that they were right. So how is there a common ground? So that's why you just got to move forward.
Well, that, all right, and we are moving forward because it is what it is right now. Punk is back, though. I do want to hear from the Nation if it's the right decision. But Tommy, you talked about how the situation can be handled. How would you handle this situation? Like, you, Tommy Dreamer, you're the guy in charge. You're Tony Khan, and you have this situation where you have a locker room right now. I think it's safe to say there's a lot of turmoil in the AEW locker room right now. You have a lot of people who are going to be returning. Punk is coming back. At some point, Thunder Rosa is coming back. How would you handle this situation if you were Tony Khan?
First of all, isn't Thunder Rosa already back?
Well, she's commentating, but at some point she's going to be
back. She's
back
in the locker room. I can't speak of a locker room that I don't work in.
No, I know, but how would you handle it?
How I have handled situations like this, I've been dealing with being in the locker room, whether the proverbial BS title of locker room leader or being in a position of where I have to deal with it. I have sat people down that have gotten into fistfights. I have sat people down of people who have stolen or I'm now sleeping with their person's girlfriend. I have dealt with so many issues. I have dealt with people that got in a fight in a bar. I've dealt with all this different stuff. We've sat down and we talked it out. And if we couldn't talk it out, it's like bully night. Agree to disagree, and then we move forward. If it's going to affect my business, then I say, hey, you have to do X, Y, and Z. If you don't do that, it's the truth. If you don't do this, then how do we work together? And if it's like, well, then, but if it's like, well, then you're voiding my contract. Cool, then we have to go to court. Like, these are all the things that really do, like, you know, break. If you're married and you're getting divorced, or if you're separating, okay, well, who gets the house? Who gets the visit kit? You could do it amicably, or you could do it where, all right, well, I can't reach this agreement. Now I have to go through a lawyer, and I got to deal with it this way. So there's a lot of ways to handle it. To answer your question, what I do now that they're split, like I just said, cool. You don't got to deal with any BS. Let's friggin' go to work. Let's have fun. Now, when I do have to meet, what are you going to do? Do you guys want to sit down? No. Cool. All right. Can you go work? I'm not going to have you work with them. Yes, absolutely. Done.
There are so many examples out there in different aspects of entertainment, Dave, that we have talked about where people do not get along. But when it's time to get along on stage or in front of the camera, you make that magic happen. it seems like this other show was created, and now Punk is going to be on one show. The Elite guys will be on the other show. Maybe every once in a while they'll cross paths. If I'm the owner of the company, if I'm Tony Khan, I stand in front of my own company and go, guys, this is my company. I pay all of you. I respect all of you. I appreciate all of you. I have made the decision to bring back CM Punk. If you don't agree with my decision, there's the door. If you do agree with my decision, okay, here's what we got going on tonight. It's that simple. Wrestlers are independent contractors. You can walk at any time. But wrestlers like to bitch, moan, and complain about stuff. There's not one wrestler on the planet that I cannot sit down and do professional business with.
Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
I think the only two times I heard that kind of heat is Don Callis and Christian, but I don't think it was anything like that. And Bully, when you listen back to it, probably there's some fans that didn't watch Dynamite where they would say, oh, those boos were piped in. Watching that crowd last night on Dynamite, that was not piped in. I mean, Tommy, they were showing people like screaming at like I thought people were gonna have heart attacks. It sounded like me on a rant, like screaming at Don Callis last night. And as a wrestling fan, wow, it's moments like that that you know you buy into the beauty of pro wrestling. And Don Callis is maybe the most hated man in AEW.
Hey, that's because people are getting to know his real life personality. And that, if you listen to that soundbite, and great job, that's what you call heat. And he did it, got it, deserves it, and we'll get more. There's a saying in the industry where let's focus on getting one person over, and then we'll worry about others. AEW has, if you listen to that promo, and I'm just saying listen to it, and I'm talking about the crowd response, you have somebody who's over already, Kenny Omega, because the people care about somebody who's not even there. You have between Don and Christian, two people who have a lot of heat, and heat in 2023 is hard to get. And those are two people now who are getting over, and utilize them. So you have three people, actually, because you're talking about Kenny Omega. So right then and there, that is that. And honestly, 2023 heat factor, I would say Dominic Mysterio, Christian, Don Callis, and Bully would be the top four people who know how to garner heat in the industry right now. That people just really don't like, which is great. But that rivaled anything Dom has done in a while. Like Dom in Puerto Rico, I was like, man, this kid's got it. And I love the fact that it's like, hey, not only, you know, we call it the Road Warrior pop, but we've also had other people's pops, you know, the Carlito pop, all that stuff. But if you really do listen to that, that is a telltale where you just sit back and say, man, I got something, and how do I get there? Because someone will pay to see Don's get his ass kicked. And I build Takeshita really, really up. And then I do the one match that Kenny Omega versus him. And it's if Kenny wins, he gets 5 minutes alone with Don. And then
I like that.
People will pay to see Don get his ass kicked.
Absolutely. Based on what you heard last night from the crowd, Dave, the sustained boos for Don Callis, based on what you've heard recently with Christian, with the amount of heat he has garnered on the stick, based on what you've heard with Dom, Do you now see how MJF is not a true heel?
Yeah, because MJF will garner some positive attention when he comes out.
And when you see people booing MJF, what look do they have on their face?
They have a smile.
Right. This is nothing negative against MJF. This is because Max is amazing at what he does on the microphone. And you know, I'm a huge supporter of Max. But real heels, true heels, honest to goodness heels, do not elicit any emotion of joy from the crowd. There was no joy last night when Don was cutting a promo.
Oh my God. I mean, again, they did a great job of showing some of the fans in the crowd with like pure hate, screaming at Don Callis last night.
And I'm glad AEW did that, because they showed the people at home that the reactions on what they were hearing coming out of their television matched the physical reactions of the people. WWE has a tendency to pipe in some crowd noise. They'll shoot everything tight, but if you look in the background, you see people just sitting in their seats. Last night, AEW did a great job production-wise of showing me shots of the crowd, of people on their feet with pissed off looks on their faces, screaming and booing and doing the thumbs down. So when people tell me it's a different business, the industry has changed, you can't get heel heat like that anymore, I call bullshit. Because I know what I can do on a nightly basis, and I see what Don Callis can do. I see what Christian can do. I see what they're doing with Dom. Yes, that kind of heat can still be gotten in 2023. Sustainable heat. But what do you need? You need the right players in place. Does Dominic Mysterio? Dom is probably the only one who's getting the heat on his own and not because the person he's standing across from.
Yes, I agree.
Don Callis is...
They just hate Dom Mysterio. It doesn't matter who he's in the ring with. They just hate Dom Mysterio.
They hate Christian right now because of his alliance with, not really his alliance with Luchasaurus, but everything that he has said to Jungle Boy. He needed to be able to get to Jungle Boy and even take shots at Jungle Boy's dad who has passed away. And then you need something across from you. Don needed the turn on Kenny Omega. He needs Kenny Omega across from him. I'm proud to say that sometimes I don't need anybody across from me. I can just go in there and do what I do. The bigger takeaway is heat like that is still attainable in 2023. It's that a lot of wrestlers have fear of that type of heat. I picked up my phone last night, and in a way that maybe only Don Callis knew, paid him the biggest compliment I possibly could. In my eyes, I said, did you hear the wave of heat that Don Callis got last night? Don Callis was on commentary with Joey Styles, Heat Wave 99.
And he did a great job of commentary during Heat Wave.
So, like, Don got so much heat last night that they could have probably sent any baby face out through that curtain. And that baby face would have got a pop because they just want to see Don Callis get his teeth bashed in. If I'm a baby face coming out last night, all I'm doing is making a fist. I'm not trying to hit Don Callis with a move or a double team spot or a 450 or this or that. Punch in the face, because when a real heel has genuine heat, all you want to do is see the baby face ball his hand up into a fist and punch that heel in the mouth. George McFly 101. Hey, you, get your damn hands off of her. What did George McFly do to Biff Tannen?
He fist, punch.
And when they made the movie Back to the Future, the director goes out of the way to show you George McFly making that fist, because every man can relate to picking up his fist and punching another man in the face, defending something, his woman, his religion, whatever. It's relatable. You never saw Dusty doing a bunch of moves. You saw him use his fists. We spoke to Ricky Morton the other day. Ricky Morton talked about, I sold so Robert could come in there and blow a comeback with his fists. I always teach my students, I put my fists up in the air and I say, this is where a baby face lives. Any baby face worth their weight in their push knows that their two fists are what should get the job done. Tommy, when you were fighting back as an uber baby face, were you hitting your DDT first or were you punching first?
I'm a punching mofo.
There you go.
And what they did last night too, or what Don did last night, and you mentioned it before, Tommy, with Takeshita, like he got that heat as well. When he took the microphone and he started talking, it's guilt by association. So right there, he's getting all that heat. So now whenever you see him, he's going to get that those boos because, like you always say, Bully, everybody who's watching at home and seeing him getting booed, the next time they're in the arena, they're going to do exactly the same thing.
Yep. You have money with both that act right now. Build him up. So Kenny comes back. It's meaningful. And then I'd screw Kenny again. Don said something very, very interesting in our interview. I mean, he said a lot of great things, but he was like, how many times has Kenny lost when I was by his side? Think of how many times he's lost in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that is something merited for. And I would build that up until, dude, you screwed me. I'm going to get 5 minutes in the ring with you if I beat him.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.